All right, welcome back. It is Fixing Your Kanban with professional Kanban trainers Ryan Ripley, Todd Miller, and of course, Dan Vacanti. This is brought to you by ProKanban.org, the home of the Kanban Guide, and many other great articles, resources, and knowledge for you to get going and bring your Kanban back to the essence of what it's supposed to be. Guys, it's great to be back for this fourth week. We're going to round out our discussion. We started with this idea around, where did we start? Whip limits, right? We're a work in progress. We're going to control our work in progress, create stable, predictable systems. Once that system is in place, then we're going to shift over and look at throughput. We're looking at the number of items that get completed within a certain amount of time. And then once that's in place, we can start doing some forecasting. And then we're going to focus on cycle time, which was video 3, which is really the elapsed time of individual items in our workflow. And now today we finally hit the most important metric that Kanban teams, and I would even argue Scrum teams, keep an eye on, and that is item aging. So Dan, I'm going to get out of the way. I know this is the one that you say is most important. Why is it so important? Why must teams use it? And how do we get started today? You know, starting to keep track of this. I mean, and we agree with you, totally important metric.
The one metric to rule them all. It's a shame it doesn't get more love than it does. You know, we quite literally saved the best for last here in this series. And the reason that age is so important is because pretty much all of the other, number one, all the other metrics that you are going to monitor can essentially be derived from age. But all of the most of the dysfunctions that are going to come about in your flow process they'll show up as symptoms of aging. So what is age? We have our 2 points. We have a point at which we consider work to have started and a point at which we consider work to have finished in our Kanban system. Age is just a measure of the elapsed time from when an item starts. Any item that is aging by definition has not finished yet. So why do we care about aging? Well, because the problem with cycle time, if there is a problem with cycle time, is if something is going wrong with an item, waiting until it finishes, and remember, we can't calculate cycle time until something finishes, waiting until something finishes to do something about it is too late. Yep. So what we need is a much, much earlier signal that, hey, maybe something's going wrong with a particular item so that we can do something about it. And age is what gives us that signal.
Right. So this is in a lot of our classes, whether they're Scrum or Kanban or somewhere in between, there's something that I love to say that really agility, Scrum, Kanban, a lot of what we're doing with these frameworks and practices and processes, we're creating the opportunity to make new and better decisions frequently. And this is why I love item aging so much. This is the metric that actually gives us a signal that, hey, by the way, you might want to make a new decision right now. This thing is getting into the yellow zone. It's getting later than other pieces of work that normally go through your system. What's happening here? Do we need to adjust? Do we need to change? Oh, it's in the red zone. What does this do? And I could not agree more, Dan. This is the signal that typically triggers a new decision, right? And it gets us there much sooner than, like you said, cycle time, because once we know cycle time, it's too late. Truly important here. Todd, what do you think?
I like the word trigger. I think that in my use of work item age, which I would admit it has been predominantly with Scrum teams. I think that's fair for me to say here. I feel like it has been the single best trigger for collaboration, right? Because people don't know oftentimes when to collaborate on something until it's too late, right? It's too late. I think I can solve this on my own. I just need one more day.
And one more day. One more day.
Yeah.
And one more. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I like, Dan, something you said several years ago to me is that all this stuff is really triggers for conversations. I think that the work item age to me, and just seeing what it's done, the transformative nature of watching when teams start to focus on work item age in a daily Scrum for me in uses in Scrum, it's a game changer.
You know, I used to do a very simplified form of this with Scrum teams. I still do when I work with Scrum teams. I would basically just say this particular post-it has not exited this column in 2 or more days. What's happening?
Yep.
And I think that's the simplest thing that could possibly work, right? I put a little tick mark on it. If there ended up with 2 tick marks on it, it would trigger a discussion in the daily scrum. It would be, all right, everybody, what are we going to do to move this thing to the next column because it sat here for 2 days? And that creates a swarming discussion. It creates a collaboration discussion. It really creates an urgency, which sometimes I think the teams need. And it usually led to the work progressing, which is what we want, right? We're trying to move the work to done. And just such an excellent signal that, I mean, yes, this is a pro Kanban video. Scrum masters out there that are watching, you can use this with Scrum. We're okay. Go forward, do good things, right? We allow it. Dan's not going to put you in Kanban jail for stealing a practice.
Nope.
What are go ahead.
I was going to say just one final thing. I mean, not that you have to choose, but if I had to choose, you know, of all these metrics, which one to start with, if I had to choose, say, between aging and WIP, I would choose aging hands down, you know, probably 100 times out of 100, maybe 99 times out of 100. But because like I said, if you get aging right, everything else pretty much takes care of itself.
Nice.
Yeah, I think one thing to consider, and we don't have time in the video, I think it's probably soon time to end it, but one thing to consider is that when you're cognizant of something that it's aging and it's aging slower than what you anticipate, you know, what your service level expectation is, you start to get to that yellow zone, as Ryan was talking about, you have options, right? There's some options. There's a lot of different things that you could do. The idea is just to have a conversation about it, whether that option is to maybe you have an opportunity to decompose it, break it down a little bit more. Maybe it was, I mean, that's what happens all the time. We thought it was this, right? Whoops, it's actually these 10 things, right? So that happens all the time. But I don't want to peg us into saying that just because something is aging means that we jam it through. Yeah, you have options. You're triggering the conversation to talk about what options you have. So I thought that would be an important nugget to toss in.
Yeah. Definitely a good call out. So we hope that, first of all, thanks, Dan, for joining us, as always, with these videos. It's great to hear directly from the source how a lot of these things work, and so we truly appreciate that. We hope that you, the viewer, we hope you've enjoyed this survey of the four key flow metrics in a Kanban system. Do you want to hear more? You know, we're more than happy to deep dive these. Leave us a note in the comments. Let us know. Would it make sense to do some deeper investigations, maybe even bringing service level expectations and cycle time scatter plots and Monte Carlo simulation into the mix to really kind of go into the weeds on this? Let us know in the comments what stood out, what you'd like to learn more about. Hit that like and subscribe button. You never know when we're going to bring Dan back to join us for another batch of videos. Who knows? Hopefully he's wearing a different shirt. We'll see. Check out the socials, check out the videos below. Let us know what's helpful in the comments. And until next time, go out and fix your Kanban.